So tell us a little bit about this Into the Wild retreat that we've got happening in July.
I guess what's unique about it is that it doesn't have a program.
Yeah. Okay. So this I was very intrigued by. So how's it all going to work?
Well, it is in a way a very, how can I say, unusual concept, particularly for Australia, where you come in and you just allow things to happen, because it's never the case that nothing happens when a group of people come together. And of course, you know, we say that the concept is it's a sex positive space, it's a kink positive space, but it doesn't mean that that's what we have to do necessarily. And then, you know, people make suggestions about what to do, and you know, the strongest suggestions are the ones that people as a group will try
and gravitate towards.
Yeah.
What role do you think creativity plays in creating this sex positive space?
Well, I think for me this is why the concept is structured in that way.
Yeah.
It's because when you don't have a plan, then you give people the opportunity to be creative in another way.
Mm. Absolutely.
I mean, there is a structure. I mean, there are the meals, and we have a yoga class in the morning, which is very important. But so that is set. But otherwise, it's not planned. And I think I really, you know, can I put it? I push for this because I have had in my own experience, I found that in these spaces, then people's deeper and more genuine problems show up.
Okay.
In a way, they will not show up otherwise.
Oh, right. So you've got to have a lack of structure to build, pull down those walls almost.
Exactly.
How will the retreat deal with the I guess, trauma and those feelings?
Well, you find that, you know, if you have a group of people who, you know, you obviously have an ethic of, you know, taking care of others and listening.
Mm.
You don't promise to solve people's traumas or somehow, you know, heal them necessarily.
No.
But I mean, it's interesting.
That's a lot for a 3-day workshop.
Yeah, or anything.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because we had an Aboriginal person who came and has been coming for a few years. And she told me, because the word healing is quite often used in Aboriginal communities. And she said to me that she thought that what we do is healing. She thinks this is a healing retreat. But I'm always reluctant to use this word or to make this promise, because then again, you in a way structure it in a certain way.
Absolutely.
And you close down a certain creative possibility.
You set up expectations and shut and open doors.
But I think healing for them means something a bit different than it does for us. So I'll take it. When she says it, I'll take it. But yeah, generally speaking, it's the traumas do come up, but then when they come up, at least you give people the opportunity that they can see them and that they're reflected back, so people can become aware that they may have traumas that they're not aware of.
Mm, absolutely. And you're in, you know, some of the most beautiful landscape in Australia up in the Blue Mountains.
Absolutely.
What connection do you think forms between wilderness and human sexuality?
Yeah, well, what a beautiful question.
It is. I like that question. It's a nice one.
I think that it is, I hesitate to use the word healing, but I think it is good for human beings because we are also animals. You know, we are animals to be in a natural setting, and it brings us back to that animal part of ourselves.
Yeah.
Which I think is healthy.
Yeah, and I think whenever I speak to you and whenever we have you in the studio, that's the theme that comes through with the School of Really Good Sex, is exploring a really healthy side of human beings that we don't get to explore in everyday life, and that we're told to kind of pop away in a little box and keep in the bedroom and talk to no one about it except a very select few in our lives. And that's what I love most about what you do.
Yeah, it's interesting because I think that for some people, including for myself at times, it can be very confronting, indeed traumatic. And so one isn't always sure, honestly, one isn't always sure that one is being healthy or doing something healthy or good. But what I've noticed is there's something in me and in others that comes back, that we keep coming back to this. And I think that that's that part of ourselves that doesn't want to be limited, that, you know, that wants to expand and to grow in some way and not be limited by the box, as you say.
Yeah.
And often, you know, you can't just overcome these kinds of barriers in one go, in one 3-day retreat. But again, it's becoming part of a culture or creating a culture where those kinds of limits can be looked at.
Yeah. So no structure, no kind of set program that we're following for this retreat.
No set program. I wouldn't say no structure because we have the meals and we have the class in the morning.
But yeah.
Yeah, no set plan.
No
yeah.
set plan. What are we hoping people will take away from that?
We don't know. I can only say that... And that's part of it, that we don't know. I don't know exactly. I do it also. I do it for my own creative process.
Yeah.
You know, for my own work. So things become reflected back to me and I become aware that maybe things I didn't think were so important are more important to me that I want to pursue, that things I think are really important maybe aren't as important. Obviously, I hope to have some nice experiences and some nice connections with people.
Yeah.
You know,
exploring that creativity, connection through sexuality,
through
being with people.
And music. I mean, obviously music plays a role. We play music. We dance a lot.
Yeah, wow.
You know.
Yeah. It does always sound like such a beautiful experience. I think this one feels a bit warmer than the ones you've come and chatted to us about before. It feels a bit more... intimate almost, in a sense.
Well, because it's winter.
Yeah.
I think, it's the climate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have done this concept once before, a few years ago, where it was just, you know, before we have the workshops, then we have this opening to an integration. Now we just have the no plan. And it will, you know, probably less people will come, but I guess it has that intimacy because of winter. People want to snuggle up,
get close.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we have to leave it there. But Peter, thanks for joining us this morning.